Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Larry Gallup. Larry Gallup is the opinion editor at the Appleton Post-Crescent. Larry Gallup tweeted 18 minutes ago, State Senator Mike Ellis says he is not running for re-election. That is via Twitter by Larry Gallup, opinion editor for Appleton Post-Crescent Media, the Appleton Post-Crescent newspaper. Again, Gallup tweeted that 18 minutes ago, when I first looked at it anyway, about a minute or two ago. State Senator Mike Ellis says he's not running for re-election. On their main Twitter feed, the Post-Crescent retweeted that and said they are working on the story. So then that from Larry Gallup, opinion editor of the Post-Crescent Media, Appleton Post-Crescent newspaper, tweeting that State Senator Mike Ellis says he's not seeking re-election. 10:36 on a Friday, that's when we look into the bias of media in Wisconsin in the last week with Wisconsin Media Check, which you find at wismediacheck.com, wismediacheck.com. And Wisconsin Media Check's David Fiorazzo joins us now, as he does each Friday. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. How you doing today?
Good. Are you a covert spy or something? My spam catcher doesn't like you.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it is, but I didn't get your email because David will always give me a little advance. So I shall be edified with the rest of the audience today. Tell us what you found this week.
All right. It's kind of like an even spread this week. And the good guys this week, we got to give kudos to Fox 11, who have been the most fair. Well, let's start off with three stories, and then we've got a couple media blackouts, which we seem to have every week. But let's talk about the equal pay for women story. WFRV, CBS5 did this, and the CBS correspondent used the administration's hypocrisy on the issue to fact-check the false claim, saying an analysis of White House salaries, which nobody here disputes, shows the median income of female staffers is 88%. Of that of male staffers. Now, even though the CBS network exposed this White House in this fact check, WFRV, CBS5 locally chose not to include this information, which is very interesting. And then in addition to that omission, WFRV chose not to include a soundbite from Republicans who held a news conference to respond to the claims. But they did, of course, include a soundbite, a video clip from Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, they, and again, it's interesting that the national media, I do have to say this, David, I have to give kudos to the national media, CBS and even CNN, you know, tip of the hat there. They did expose the hypocrisy and that the White House is using the same explanation for these income disparities that the private sector is. But somehow when they use them, that's okay. So it was good to see on the national level that the White House was called out on that.
Yeah, and so it's interesting to me that usually the local stations do kind of pick up on what the AP or what the national level reports. This time, WFRB chose to ignore that. They even, you know, pushed the false and hypocritical claims without pointing out the fact that their own network, you know, exposed that earlier in the day. So the next story is the Labor Department, you know, the jobs report. Of course, we seem to be talking about this every month, Jerry. And WFRV and WGBA did not cover the numbers, but context would reveal that this news is not all that positive. Here's what the anchor said, and right now we're talking about WBAY, ABC2 in Green Bay. They said several complimentary things in this one opening. They said the new jobs report sends a reassuring signal that the economy has withstood a harsh winter that slowed growth. Then the next sentence, the Labor Department showed the unemployment rate held steady at 6.7% in March. And so it's very interesting, a reassuring signal. And this is spin. In the sentence, there's the acknowledgement that job growth has slowed, but it is stagnated. They chose not to use stagnated. We're seeing the slowest economic recovery since the Great Depression. Now, instead of using the word stagnated, they put the positive spin, held steady. Also, unlike WBAY, Fox 11 put that figure into context. So kudos to Fox 11 for reporting that most of the jobs are low-paying and that 7 million people are working part-time even though they want to work full-time. So good job, Fox 11. They also pointed out that the labor report showed 1,000 manufacturing jobs were cut. So this is very interesting. Again, there seems to be one station, if not all, that are spinning the job numbers.
All right, and what else? We have time for one more. What else did you find?
Okay, boy, what to cover here? I'm going to skip over this Common Core-related test at NBC 26 that kind of spun and go right to the blackout, because all the stations blacked out. Secretary of State Kerry's failed Mideast talks, they blacked that out. Also, all stations except Fox 11 blacked out the IRS targeting scandal with the Lois Lerner investigation. So kudos to Fox 11 this week for they did cover that. Back in, of course, May last year, the IRS acknowledged and apologized for its inappropriate targeting of conservative groups. And finally, NBC 26, WGBA, on the poll numbers again, they've been covering very, very regularly. But now this one, when it came out, this Wisconsin Public Radio poll, Governor Walker's ahead 55-40. They didn't even want to touch that one.
Really, to your knowledge, they didn't cover that at all?
Nope, they did not. Now, in its previous reports, NBC 26 had given Mary Burke the benefit of the doubt, the margin of error, and they even deemed the race too close to call. However, this time they blacked out. They were the only station in the Green Bay market to ignore this new poll showing Walker up by 15 points.
You know, which is interesting about that, David, is because I do tend to see the St. Norbert College Survey Center poll historically as one of something of an outlier. And I said on the air, I doubt that the news is that good, but apparently some media outlets didn't want to take the chance. We do have to jump back into something else. David, as always, great talking with you.
Thanks, Jerry. Have a great weekend.
Yep. We've also been told now, and this is why I need to move along here, and I'm going to shuffle some things. Now the Journal Sentinel has tweeted that Mike Ellis is not going to seek re-election. I mentioned to you earlier this morning that I learned yesterday that there were a day's worth of discussions with people, you know, the people who would be discussing these things with Mike Ellis, that they were that there were conversations that both included and did not include Mike Ellis there personally as to whether he should step aside and let someone else run in the wake of the video scandal. Now, two outlets, the Post Crescent and the Journal Sentinel, both via Twitter. Twitter, again, inserts itself as a cutting edge of where things are going on. I don't know that either has reported it yet on their actual websites that Mike Ellis is not seeking re-election. Again, two news outlets have now tweeted that. Do you have something for me, Jason? Okay. You seem to be writing frantically over there, so I wanted to make sure. That's fine. Well, given that, I'm going to have to shift some things in the show that we are not going to get to probably, because in 3 minutes, I want to talk a little bit more about that. If, in fact, I think that's a major development in Wisconsin politics. So I want to spend a few minutes on that in 3 minutes. It's 10:44.
Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.